Hallelujah. You know, there is a business of singing that we do differently from the order of angels. And our business of praise is a bit different from that of angels, because what we see is not what they see. And I've seen around the scriptures that there is a position for sons that is different from that of angels. Even the seraphs, the cherubs, they come with coverings. Are you with me? When they go in their mobile activity of worship around the throne, according to the description of Isaiah, the Bible said they have wings with which they cover their feet. And they have wings with which they would do what? They cover? Eh? Okay, I can see they have scriptures here. They cover two major parts. One, the face. And the other one is what? Their feet. Now, why do they cover their face? Because they are not designed in the likeness of God. They don't have a complete entrance into a dimension that is called the Lord's glory. So when Paul was describing our order, he said, we all with unveiled faces. So the place where the true glory is initiated from is sight. That is why we praise. And our praise is deeper. Because our praise is transactionary. There is an entrance we have that no other of creation has. Are you with me? There is what you see that angels cannot see. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Even though they are very mobile before the Lord, we are not just servants of the Lord. We evolve the glory of God. What we see, what we become. So there is a transactionary point in our evolvement. It is called sight. That's where praise is generated from. We praise from realization of revelations. There is something that makes us never tired of praise. It is not the melody of our songs. It is the realizations in our heart. Why? Because we just saw something again. So if you can't see, you can't praise. That's what I'm saying. Praise is not, it's not a product of musical training. It's a product of heart realization. And that's why the scripture says, making melodies in our heart, because all of us will be qualified irrespective of our musical prowess. You know, if it's to be given to the order of musicians and Levites, it's only Pastor Zach that and the rest that can go. But if it is melodies of the heart, even Lacon can do it. Sit down for a while. Now, I'd like for you to understand that from the beginning, the order of creation that has full access to the glory is man. It makes you even different from the order of angels. Oh my God. They have access to sounds, but there is an order of God they cannot enter. So, as mobile as they are around the throne, oh, there are certain entrances they do not have. Why? Because while they are obedient, their faces must be covered. But when Paul was describing us to the Corinthians, he said, we all, he didn't say some. He said, we all, with unveiled faces, beholding him, as in what? As in a glass. We are being changed into the same image. Somebody says the same image.
Same image.
Oh, from glory to glory. There are two words used interchangeably that also have two different meanings. And they came from the beginning. One is image, one is likeness. And they will sometimes be used interchangeably with English, but in intent, they won't mean the same thing. So let me say this to you. That when God said, when the scripture said he made you in his image, there are orders to it. There are dimensions to it. The first dimension is that he made you and structured you in his image. And when I said he structured you in his image, it doesn't really mean that he structured you in this, your physical representation. You must get that right. When you say I'm in the image of God, don't never have a natural picture. It is for the purpose of communication that God described himself in your image. In your image. It's for the purpose of your understanding. That he says, I, the Lord, will move. I have found every with whom my hand shall be established. And so, may you never come to a point to understand that God has two hands hanging on both sides of his shoulder. Because he said, my hand is upon him. It is for the purpose of your understanding that he described operations with images. It is for the purpose of what? Understanding that describes his operation through images. So when he says the earth is his footstool, do never have a picture of a giant god, a bold giant, whose head passes through the sky. Because in this what do you call the assemblage of galaxies and all together? Is it constellations? In this your worlds and constellations, there is none of it that captures accurately the form of God. What I'm simply trying to communicate this evening is that God does not have any physical form, no form. And God loves to describe things with you, to you, from this order of life where you are engaging. So he likes to use images. Let me tell your neighbor, he likes to use images. I'm just saying, help me preach to him so that he won't sleep or teach. People sleep, eh? So I don't blame people. They sleep. You are wired to sleep. But don't sleep under my anointing. Because I'm not as smart as Paul. If you sleep and fall down like Tychicus, I don't have the grace to raise the dead. So God speaks through images because of this order of your engagement. And God likes, oh my God, can I didn't plan to teach, but I think I'm going to teach. All right? Now, God teaches through metaphors and images because the central place of your knowledge is called memory. What do I say? So, if God is going to do transaction with man, something must be retained in his mind. If God is going to do business with man, something must be retained in his mind. And if the enemy will do business with man, something must be retained in his mind. So there is a place where both God and darkness want to come from. It's your reference. I don't want to use the word memory. I'm using your reference. Because the functionality of your memory produces reference. Your reference is your home belief or your faith. So there are two levels of communication that determines who you are and represent. First is your memory. You know, if you call Ayo now, there are many of us that Ayo here. But you're, all of us will be alerted at the same time. Why? Because it's somewhere in our subconscious. It's a direct reference. Even though you say, hey, guy, Ayo, I will turn. And somebody else will turn. And somebody else will turn. Especially if you add prophet to it, then I'll be annoyed if somebody else don't. I would. So there is a battle on your journey, because your journey is not how you walk or your geography. Your journey is your reference. What do I call your journey? Your journey is not, I just finished 2023. Your journey is what is left in you with your 2023. That's your journey. If the fact that you fail an exam is what is left in you, that is your journey. Your journey is what? It's your reference. Immediately we tap you and say, oh, you remember 2020? You know what first comes to your mind? COVID-19. If that's all you capture, that's your journey. Hey. And you cannot be bigger than your journey. Hey. That's why if you don't have a reference with God, you don't have a future with God. If you do not have an history with God, if you can't keep track, a man's knowledge is his journey. Your walk with God is your journey. There are two sides of revelations that you pick. The one with you and the one with others. The bundle of the one with others is compilation that you have as scripture. Check this thing. Most of the things there are journeys of men. There is no way God can introduce himself except through journeys. He will have to show you the journey of Abraham. He will show you the journey of Isaac. Then he will initiate journeys with you. If you can't grasp him as he moves, you don't know him. So what the Spirit of God helps us to do is, even when you have disappointment and you still see him, you have a journey with him. You must have realizations. Give me Joshua chapter number 8. Let me describe some journeys to you. Joshua chapter number 8. Now the Lord said to Joshua, do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. Take all the people of war with you. Arise, go up to high. See, I have given unto you into your hand. The king of high and his people, his city and his land. Verse 2. And you shall do to high and his king as you did to Jericho. God's hands are tight if there are no references. What made David superior to every other guy before Goliath was that when he came, he had references. The God that delivered me from the paw of the lion and of the bear. He had so much of references. In fact, one of the references of David, everybody had it, but it didn't make many. He said, I'm circumcised. I can't be circumcised and be defeated. Every other guy that was running away was circumcised. But their circumcision didn't have a meaning to them like it had to David. David said, I didn't go through the cutting of my flesh in vain. I didn't go through the pain in vain. The day they were giving me the pain, they were putting me into covenant. When we were in those dark day businesses, when you want to call your brothers, you remind them of the pains you share. Because he brought you to covenant. So he will fight for you. Even if he does not know you. But then you introduce yourself and tell him what you have been through. And he remembers he also went through it. I say, my brother, I'm not going to leave you like this. I'm not going to leave you like this. Then you call him brother, deliver, brother. Every other person at the scene of the war, especially when the corporate identity had been broken, the first thing the enemy did, which he'll always do, was to say, hey, give me a guy. He's still doing it today. He just said, give me a guy among you. Immediately you do that, you've start to make them check out their strength on an individual basis. Their corporate sense of victory is broken. So they will no longer remember one will chase 1,000, two shall chase 10,000. But David, the Goliath had already said, just bring me a man. And that's what we're still doing in church today. Just push me a man. And once you push that man out, he takes the glory. If he can manage to defeat Goliath, then he takes the glory. Then we worship him. Wow. Then we worship him. Wow. So to make that man show up, even the king said, I give my daughter. Who doesn't want to be the king? The president in law. And he said, okay, you know what? This is getting so serious. How many of you remember, what's the girl's name? Mika? Was it Mika? Mickey, please, can you come? You do this for us. You just married the bold guy among these people who will be able to deliver Israel. And you know, the girl too will feel good to marry a Nero. That's a wisdom coming from Saul. But even at that, everybody checked out their individual strength. And they had to do committee meetings. Nobody presented. When David came, everything was right, including marrying the king's daughter. Everything was right. But even this one day, how is it that the little boy that came, he had a journey? I don't know if you have a journey. One of the things the enemy wants to steal from you is your reference. He doesn't want you to have a journey. Do you remember the last time you gave a testimony, he came to negotiate it? I said, you just make everything look too spiritual. These things happen to everybody. Have you been there before? I said, everything, you just make it sound very spiritual. You see, if you say, what is there that you just got a new job there? Yeah, and you're saying, God just did something. He wants to steal the reference. Have him tell your neighbor, don't let him steal your reference. You see, your journeys with God is your knowledge of him. Your journeys with God is how you know him. The names of God are descriptive of his journey with you in this present time. At the Valley of Shittim, he called himself to Abraham, the El Elyon, the Most High God. By the time they had left that season, another time he called himself to Abraham, El Shaddai. Hear me. What is he saying to you that is describing him as you are journeying into another season, maybe 2024 or beyond? That's why I'm saying I'm devoted to your name. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. And he's saying, they don't just go into it, they run into it. There's a revelation of God per season that makes you run to safety. That is something God is showing you about himself that describes his character that will make you say tomorrow, I know him. In this time where crisis is everywhere and people are not sure, there's only one thing you can be sure of, is your knowledge of God. Yes. The day that know their God, they shall be strong. You don't have to like my face, but I know whom I believe. You know what? Hey, look at me. Your opinion doesn't change my life. It doesn't change nothing. But hear me. It's the knowledge of him that describes and defines me. Because inside his name is my name. I don't know no man in the flesh. If you are in your mess up season, it might also be a clean up season.
Yes.
Per season, his name is defined by your journey. You know, and his name to me today might be different from his name to you. Because we don't all have the same journey.
Yes, sir. Yes,
but we must have a journey here. Yeah? Yes, so when we are with him, there is no disadvantage season.
Yes.
Every season he is working with them.
Yes.
He is working with them.
Yes.
The question is, can you see him?
Yes.
Because the sight of him is the bath of glory. And you see him. So there are times God will have to bring you to places like you will have to strengthen your own resolve by yourself. Having a retreat. And you say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. That's what you call a retreat. When the enemy is about stealing all your values. And you say, hey, devil, take your hands off my lot.
Yes.
These stuffs define me.
Yes.
The devil say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And forget not all, not some. I'm not going to let nothing sleep. I want to embrace all. Because all defines him to me. That's how I know him. You know him through your journey. You know him through my journey. Because when I told him, when I told you what he did to me, you trusted him more. And when Abraham told us, we trusted him more. And Isaac told us, we trusted him more. And Jacob told us we trusted him more. And when we see him from outside, we embrace her and we are sure of who he is. They can't lie to us that he's going to throw us out tomorrow because we know him. Are you still with me? We know him. One of the things Jesus said, he said, I have revealed your name to those whom you have given me out of the world. So the knowledge of his name is an heritage. That is given unto us. People of God, can I ask you a question? As we journey from here, what is the real value you are or you hold? For me, it is that I know him. What's the real pursuit? I want to know him. Because the one that reveals himself and still remains a mystery. Our journey is his knowledge. But if you ask me, what do you really have? I know him. That's the basis of my hope. That's why I can still go back to him and say, I'm sorry. Father, I'm sorry. Because I know him. That's why I can stand up and say, Father, give me. Because I know him. I don't know him as reluctant. I don't know him as a God characterized with child neglect. He said, if anyone boasts among you, let him not glory in his riches. Is that not what Jeremiah was saying to his people? He said, let them not glory in the fact that they are wise or they hold riches. He said, but let them glory in this, that they know me, that I am the one that executes loving kindness and justice and righteousness in the earth. If there is anyone that executes loving kindness and justice and righteousness in the earth, he's the one. And if I have a journey with him, I'm at peace. Hey, I'm at peace. But let him who glories, glory in this, that he understands and knows me. The time is coming. The knowledge of him will be more valuable than the balance in your bank account. Oh, but let him who glories, glory in these, that he understands and know me, that I am the Lord. That's the one in charge. When he calls himself the Lord, it means he's in charge, absolutely. It means he's supreme. It means nothing happens outside his control. No, when people begin to talk as if the old nation is gone, Gaga's an out of place, I say, you don't know he that holds the hands of the earth together. You don't know him. You don't know him. When I see preachers who say, the church is gone to the world and what is gone to the world, everything is down. Everything is rubbish. I say, you better be careful how you speak. Because he said, I will build my church. I will build my church. He didn't say, I will hand it over to you. He said, I will build my church. And he said categorically, the gate of hell shall not. So he's in charge. Let me remind your neighbor that he's in charge.
He's in charge.
Say to somebody again that he's in charge.
He's in charge.
All you are waiting to see is to know it and see it clearly that he's in charge. And when he begins to show you his own perspective, you will know he's in charge. You will know he's in charge. There was a day they had messed up what that man started. He sowed good seed in his field. When men slept, enemy has come. And so tears there when the master came describing the Lord. He said, I don't panic. Oh, I saw another thing in God that day. When everybody was panicking, he said, leave it like that. The tears will never outdo the wheat. He said, I'm not under tension for what the enemy has done. Come on. One day they were leading a protest and the Bible said, he that sat on the throne laughed. So I stopped panicking. I stopped panicking. The other day I saw him, they called him, your friend whom you love is sick. He was still having ice cream. An and the third day, and the fourth day, and the sickness gone bad. And that guy died, according to the medical report. And he still didn't come. So I had to read further. What did he do? Then the scripture says, when he was now totally buried and rotten, he now said, guys, let's go. One of those guys who were with him, who was exactly like me, was Thomas. Thomas said, let's go and die with him. I've never seen a leader like Jesus. People have freedom of expression. They say things the way they see it. He said, guys, let's go and die with him. We were begging this old guy we should go when he was still sick. Because we know that he is a, what do you call him? What do you call him? Physician. What kind of physician do you call him? Great physician. They knew a dimension of him as great physician. So when that guy was dying, he said, great physician, shall we go? And he said, cool down, cool down, cool down. Let's stay some more. Then when the guy was there, they sent, then he told him that Lazarus is dead. He's dead. And they didn't want to make him feel bad. They said, oh God, we should have gone. This family, they are very, very serviceable in church. The man whom thou lovest, the family whom thou lovest, and things were going down and down. And the guy was dead. You didn't come the first day when you can see judge medical report wrong. We're having a debate in the airport. And all the guys there said they love the Muslim way of burying people. And I said, I love it. And I said, I'll write it very soon. That if I die, I'll tell them Zach and go, because I know they won't die before me. Because I'm quite older than they are. That please bury me that day. At least you guys who have enough cash. Just call the guys, bury me. They said, no. Ayo, don't say that. What about if it's not well judged by medical report? I said, well, that makes some sense. Okay, I'll make it 48 hours. But Jesus didn't come the next day. Medical report for the fourth day must have been properly concluded. They had always known him as the great physician. But he needed to tell them that I am the resurrection and the life. When he delays, find out how he wants to introduce himself. Find out. Stop concluding. That it says there is something beyond sense that he wants to teach you. It's called glory. And when he came, he told them, have I not told you that if you believe, you will what? So glory is in your journey. The farther you go with him, the more of him you see. You ain't seen anything yet. Are you ready to journey with him in 2023 to 2024? And you want to have great references. They overcame him by the words of their testimonies. What can you say of the last 7 years? I judge him faithful. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And forget not all his benefits. Come on. You know, that's why he allowed you to mess up. So that you will know that it's not the end of the road you came to. The Lord is saying to me tonight, there are battles of memorial. But every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God shall be casted down. The Lord is saying to me, there are battles of memorial. Because there are things flowing from the past that wants to nullify the goodness of God in your heart. And the Bible said the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. And in the name of Jesus, we cast them down. We cast them down. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. You know, it is your sight of him and your memorials that gives you the building block for your praise. It's the way you see him that will determine how you praise him. If it's just the sound of music you heard, you can praise him. But if there is a sight in your heart and a memorial in your mind, you will praise him. You will praise him. You will praise him. Whoa. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. I'm going to come back tomorrow. But the Lord just said to me, there are battles of memorial. And the Lord won the grand victories tonight. The Lord said to me that I am going to heal Yetunde. I don't know who is the Yetunde. I was in the bathroom praying this afternoon, and the Lord said to me, I'm going to heal Yetunde of inner heart. When the heart is broken, the life is broken. If you can't pull your memorials together effectively, no matter the way you dance, your life will not be whole. A lot of people laughing, but are distortions in their soul. They can't lie their bed. They can't lie on their bed, close their eyes without seeing pictures. Ugly pictures. That makes them want to cry. Pictures of betrayers. Sounds of brokenness. Pictures of men. What men have done to you can never be compared to what God can do to you. And the Lord said to me, I'm going to shut down pictures. Because they are the streams with which the enemy have orchestrated strange fires in your life, consuming you. And the Lord said to tell you, I come to you with healing. That you must not go in your journey like a broken record anymore. He said, I will come to you. He said, I will baptize you. He said, I will move over you. I will enlighten myself above men to you. I will show you who I am. One of the ways to bring the true picture back is to tell your soul never to forget. Who healed all thy diseases? Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? You see, there is going to be a surge of glory if our sight is clear. If we can see him clearly, there's going to be a surge of glory. You can see him clearly. There's going to be a surge of glory. Now, listen to this. Whenever, those days, whenever I think of God's glory, especially reading from the Old Testament, the Kabod, which has more definitions around weight. I used to look at mass as if maybe something that just feels everywhere. Then the Lord said to me, no. He said, each time you think of my glory, you think of value. He said, weight, value. Weight, value. Don't think as weight as mass. Look at weight as value. So you begin to think like gold and precious stones. That even when it's not massive, that a bar of gold can watch the whole building. That's what I want you to think about glory. So when you think gold, you don't have to think having a whole house. You have to just think of what you can put in your pocket and build a house. Just a bar. You buy a house. So God said, start thinking of weight from that angle. And you know why he was saying that to me? He said, the little things I do with you, they are, oh my God. It will make a mess of what the enemy is doing. So when he was teaching me this, I now remember when Paul said, the light afflictions. So the day I started seeing glory, as I seen every other thing the enemy does us. So let me tell your neighbor, don't tell me about those light matters. Let's talk weighty matters. Let's talk weighty matters. Let's talk weighty matters. Let's talk weighty matters. You know what the enemy wants to do with you? He wants to fortify weight. So when you are broke, it makes it look like weight. Meanwhile, it's a light matter. Come on, tap your neighbor and say it's a light matter. Say the real weight is with me. Say, I carry the glory of the Lord. I carry the glory of the Lord. I carry the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Can you help me tell three people? Let's do away with the light matters. Hallelujah. When the enemy comes to you and he says, that guy has some box, you better go out with him. Say, what's the box? Just some light matter. He said, I've got real weight here. Somebody shout hallelujah. When you have the understanding of value, the enemy won't cheat you again. When you know the glory of God is a real substance, is a real weight. When you know the dealings of God is a real weight, the enemy won't cheat you no more. Stop being sad, hugging your pillow, closing your eyes, biting your teeth, seeing strange pictures, shouting alone, refusing to sleep, crying on your pillow, regretting, looking back, getting tired and lethargic, being broken. Say, that is not my life. Say, that is not my life. Shall I describe your life to you? Give me the book of John chapter number 17 and verse 22. And I like you. Whatever you see shall push you to praise. I'm not saying pray fair. Whatever you see shall what? Because I told you earlier that your praise is your realization. Your praise wakes you. Your praise is when God wakes you up to see the real picture. Come on now. If you can't see, you can't praise.
But if you can see tonight, you have got to get up on your feet and praise him like never before. Look at the real picture.
Jesus said, the glory which you gave me, I have given. There was an handing over when he died. Are you still with me? It was not just the mantle. In Matthew 9:10, he gave them the mantle. But Jesus said it wasn't enough. The mantle was the authority put upon the church to go and demonstrate his authority. They came back rejoicing. But he said, that's not all. You are going to have the Spirit like I have. Because the real glory is when the Spirit is working with you. Are you still with me? Are you still with me? He might demonstrate dimensions to you by mantles. I walk in mantles. There are times I feel mantles upon me. Because there is nothing God does that is not substantiated and evaluated. That's why I have a mantle. It can be transferred. It is the approval I've carried for about 2 decades of ministry. It's an approval. It can drop on people. There is an order of the prophetic office I have run that drops on people. That when they are teaching in America, they will remember this one came from Iowa. Hey. Come on. But that's not all. Your own. The direct interface you have with God is called the glory. And the glory is the defining factor. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld. It's not just the visible factor. It's the defining factor. And we beheld this glory. We beheld it, it was defined. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Are you with me? And listen to me. Everything he concluded, he handed over to us. Not just as mantle, but as the door to the full substance of God, to the very weight of the Godhead. And tonight people will be awake again. Amen. I'm seeing people who are not so much of hearing from the preaching, but hearing directly from the heavens. God is saying to me, there are some of you standing here. You didn't even hear what the man is talking about. But there is a communication deep in your heart. There is a whisper right in your soul. The Lord speaking to you, and you are finding out exactly. You're finding out exactly what the real situation is and who you are. Because each time you look into him and you say you find glory, what you actually find is yourself. You know why it's like that? In the beginning, he decided you are going to be in his likeness, not in your own likeness. There is nothing called I want to be myself. There is nothing called yourself anywhere. It is deception of Satan. If you find yourself, you will have to see him. Because from the beginning, his intention is that you will be like him. So how can you now be like yourself? The person that formed you said, you are like me. You came here. You said, I want to be myself. Then you'll be empty. If you will fetch yourself, you will have to see him. When you see his glory, then you are covered. Because right there inside him is you. Are you here with me? That's where you are. And you will have to find yourself in that journey. That's why your journey per season is for you to discover what is in his heart. I don't tell people God has a plan for you. I say God planned you. If somebody said, I knew you from your mother's womb, then he planned you. Hey.
And he said, I anointed you before you started having dreams and ambitions and visions. He designed you. You couldn't even talk. You didn't even know yourself. There was no photograph of you in the womb. It was after you came out that we saw what you look like. But he said, before your mother knew how your nose and your father knew how your eyeballs were, he said, I formed you and I anointed you. So he didn't just have a plan for you. He planned you. I see God speaking confidently. Jeremiah 23, they were in captivity. And he sent the prophet to them. To me, it was an anticlimax. He sent the prophet to them and said, here, the captivity is not going to be over. He said, go marry wives, have children. You are not going to go home so soon. I thought that was a sad news. But by verse 11, he said, but I know the plan that I have towards you. Plans of good and not of evil. To give you an expected. So he said, no matter what the process is like, the end is glory. Because I have your life planned. Why do you stop in the middle of the process and you want to make your judgment? Are you the one that planned it? You have to keep looking at him. As you keep looking at him, you keep finding out he has something beyond what your senses can put together. Are you still with me? He has your life planned. And all we have come to do tonight is to say, Lord, we submit to you. You know, that's why I stand by singing. I have never seen your God. I'm devoted to your praise. And forever. Say you are good. You are kind. I have never seen your kind. I'm devoted. And forever. You are love. You are light. You make everything all right. You are my joy. shadow. And forever. Shout with the Holy Ghost energy. You're my joy. You're my hope. I will never be ashamed. I'm devoted to your praise and forever to your name. I'm devoted to your praise and forever to your name. I'm devoted to your praise and forever. Open your mouth and speak in the Holy Ghost. Let the Son of Righteousness arise with healings. Healings in his wing. Oh, come on. Release sound from your soul. Sounds of revelation. Sounds of realization. Release sounds from your soul. Malakonde Barasiate, Baronamoho Sakebelendo Bahat. Oh, Ayarako Sili Bahatana, Alamo Salade Manosia Lamot, Recaso Domononte Setabana. Motigo ke oluwa o Motigoke. Oluwa Lord, nibiti ya oti so, agbara mi dotu. Oh, 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 where we run and not be weary, where we walk and not faint on the mountain of the King. Motigoke, Oluwa o, Motigoke, Oluwa Lord. Nibiti a oti so agbara mi dotu. Oh, 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 where we walk and not be weary, where we won and not faint on the mountain of my
Lord. We thank you. Thank you, Father, for tonight. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Lord, we stand in your glory today. That every memorial of darkness might be wiped out. Every item that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, we cast down. We throw them down. Every standpoint for evil imaginations, we break them down. Amen. Lord, we beseech the altar. Every one of us with our hearts open. And we ask for a fresh fire. Amen. You have said in the day of your power, in the day of your battle, you said your people shall be willing. We ask for a fresh fire to come upon our heart, to summon us among the army of a willing generation, a people that have chosen to serve your praise. We come in humble submission before you this evening. All of us together in one cloud. Under the tent. Online. In the overflows. We are one cloud before you. An acceptable people before you. Lord, begin to leave us with memorials of today. Bring moments upon people. Amen. And I have a witness that the Lord is bringing moments upon people. Amen. That this day will be very memorable with you. Ah, I heard the Lord say, a day with the Lord is like 1,000 years. The Lord say, I begin to do things in moments, even today, that will leave you with a memorial to a generation. Even to 1,000 years. For a day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years as a day. Bada kosaliada. By signs, by wonders, by diverse miracles, by the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Bada sutabanontave lokudiase. Bresikopadam bada posilikande batoniave. Stir up anointings. Leave mantles upon people. Bring moments to your people. Arosabe nun kaliva hasia trofenase. That the Lord cut through the veil and meet with you. That the Lord cut through the veil and draw you in. That the drawings upon the heart of the people, even the brutish, and the ones that knows not the language, that the Lord shall draw them. I'm beginning to hear the Lord say, I'm bringing men who have ordinarily been subjected to common experiences, and they don't feel anything anymore. The Lord said, there are some of you who can't even feel anything anymore. He said, I will alter your dullness. I'll bring you fresh fire. I'll bring you summoning. Your willingness shall no longer be on your head. It shall be in your heart. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. I declare an awakening. Even a fresh awakening. The more than you have ever been jealous for the house of the Lord, now the fire of the Lord will be upon your heart. Your willingness will be uncommon. Your devotions will be uncommon. Your love will be like a burning torch. It shall affect the generation. Speak in the Holy Ghost, every one of you, one more time. The weakness in your heart, in your bodies, it shall affect the Lord in space to bring glory to the earth. The sickness in your body, it shall affect the Lord in space to bring glory to the earth. To bring glory to the earth. The weakness of your heart, the weakness in your body, it shall give the Lord a space to demonstrate his strength in the earth. Aya barosika balabana. Aya barosela bohota. Elikonde basora bilate. Ida sende pakote feminate. Oh, shalabadose. Aya barosalabane. Aiko pate sivenan. Stephen and Coppelia. Pro Stephen as. Oh, Bataria Costefa Manonte. Aria Cosilate. Ayaya Barosata. Adiman Solaba. Ayabarosali Copata. No, Silicon Path. Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You know, there will be drawings again. Now there will be summonings again. For about 40 years, all Moses saw, all Moses knew, was the business of his father-in-law. But when the Lord returned, there was a burning bush. It was a sign. The Bible says he turned aside and he saw a great sight. Then the voice of the Lord began to come. And the Lord said, I'm bringing signs again. I'm bringing summonings. For those who thought they were lost in their own path, I am going to come to them. I'm going to raise signs to them. I'm going to bring drawings and summonings again. I'm going to call them to myself. I'm going to put my call upon their heart afresh. I'm going to lead them the way to go. I'm going to lead them in the way to go. I'm going to guide them with my eyes upon them. It's the day of the Lord's visitation. For a day with the Lord is like a thousand years. For a day with the Lord is like a thousand years. I speak to you, you can never tell the magnitude of effect that the encounter the Lord is bringing to you today will last. You can never tell. Some times ago, I was in the city of Akure, and some men of God put up a conference. And they didn't know what they did. But the Holy Ghost knew what he did to me. They are gone and everywhere. Some I've never met. When I left the meeting, I got on the dining set in my house. I could not sleep. I could not eat. I was just sitting down. I didn't even remember the things I jotted. But I had a whole magnitude of the presence of God that was like a moving block around my life. And he followed me to my room. Sat me down. I began to texture my heart. I am the product of encounters of those days. A day with the Lord. The Lord is going to be leaving mark upon your souls. Leaving memorials upon your heart. Reshape your memorials. Shut down the things the enemy has been using as a stream to follow you around. Shut them down. For how many years I pray for a new heart. I just prayed, Lord, give me a new heart. Because one day I stumbled upon the scripture in Ezekiel. He said, I'll give them a new heart. and a new spirit. I will write my laws upon their heart. I say, if it is a gift, oh God, give me. Because so easily the enemy comes up and messes up my mind and tells me things. He said, do you know where you're coming from? He wants to define me. No, you can't. I'm wrapped in the mind of God. I'm not a product of some past experiences. I'm just a brand new evolving person in the heart of God. And the more I know you, the more I see myself. Enough of the odds you've told me about myself. Now I'm finding out who I am. Because I'm in his likeness. Raise your hand up. In his likeness is his glory. You know what the enemy wanted to block was not the blessing. The blessing was upon on the image. And they were going to drill transaction on the head with it. But there is another dimension. It's called the glory. That was what the enemy wanted to block with sin. For man has sinned and come short. Not of the blessings. They carried the blessings around to fill the earth. But the glory was actually supposed to define them. And there is no way you can do business in the earth accurately, describing purpose, without finding out who you are by the glory of God. Lift your right hand up. I say, Lord.
Lord.
Say it again, Lord.
Lord.
You planned me.
I'm
not an accident.
And
I'm going to be exactly what you planned out. That is what it means to be glorified. That is what it means to be glorified. He that he predestined, he called. He that he called, he justified. And he that he justifies, he glorifies. Are you blessed this evening? So I'll come to you again tomorrow morning. Shout hallelujah. Amen and amen. God bless you. Love you all.